Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Healing School. This is Dr. Valeria Avery, and we're here to teach people what the Bible has to say about God's will to heal. It is God's will to heal us. God has already paid the supreme price to purchase our healing. And so we're going to walk through the scriptures. We're going to look at what God has said, and we're going to walk in the healing that God has provided for us. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you for this time. Father, we thank you that your word is already anointed. I ask for your anointing to rest upon me, that I might speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy, and that your word will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory in the name of Jesus. And we do bind the enemy that would prevent the word of God from going forth or from the word of God being received. And turning my attention back to you, Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you thanksgiving for your word and for your love for us in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We know the scriptures say over in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he so loved the world, even when we were in sin, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And I am here to tell you today that everlasting life is for now and henceforth and forevermore if we receive Jesus as our Lord, if we stay under God's umbrella of protection. He has provided healing for us. Healing is a part of the salvation package. Want to just read our foundational scripture that comes from Isaiah 53:4-5 and 1 Peter 2:24. I want to be sure that we keep these before us, as well as Proverbs 4:20-27, because here in Proverbs, he's teaching us what to do in order to appropriate, in order to possess the healing that has been provided for us. But let's read down through our scriptures. I admonish you to take notes, to write down the scriptures, to go back, read them, and meditate on them. Isaiah 53:4-5, reading King James, says, surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. I want to read that in the amplified version of that. It says, surely he has borne our grief, our sicknesses, our weaknesses, our distresses, and carried our sorrows and the pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly, in other words, we didn't know, we thought it was God, but it wasn't, considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgression. Jesus took upon him all the sins and sicknesses and evils of the world. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Jesus, was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, those 39 stripes that Jesus took upon his back, we are healed and made whole. Healed and made whole. See, healed and made whole. So that means that if you have a sickness in your body, God will heal that sickness, but he'll restore your body. Romans 8:11 says, if the Spirit of God lives on the inside of you, that he's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. If he lives on the inside of you, he will quicken, he will make alive your mortal body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't it exciting to look into the scriptures and see what God has ordained for you? You might say, well, that's Old Testament. Well, let's look at the New Testament that also says the same thing in 1 Peter 2:24. It says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. By Jesus' stripes we were, and if we were, we are healed. That's 1 Peter 2:24. First Peter, I want to look at what the Amplified says. It's flipping over here to 1 Peter, just to look at that Amplified version. Amplified usually, here it is. 1 Peter 2:24. It says, Amplified, he personally bore, Jesus personally bore, or he took our sins in his own body on the tree as on an altar, and offered himself on it that we might die, cease to exist to sin. See, that old nature before you were born again was a servant to sin. But when you receive Jesus, you have a new spirit. You no longer belong to sin. Jesus took it. And again, let's read that. He personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree, as on an altar, and offered himself on it that we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. Have been healed. Have been healed. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? Glory to God. Glory to God. And of course, those two scriptures are foundational. You need to meditate, and declare, if you are challenged with sickness and disease, that I am healed. Because it is God's will. God sent his son to take sickness and disease. He sent his son to take sickness and disease. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He sent his son to take sickness and disease. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So then, it's God's will to heal us. See, he knew that there's an enemy in this earth system where we live. We're not a part of this system. We're part of the kingdom of God system. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and we rule and reign in this earth system according to the dictates of the kingdom of God, or in according to the word of God. See, God over in Psalms 103, well, 107, verse 20, it says, he sent his word and healed them. God sent his word and healed us and delivered us from destruction. Sickness and disease is a destruction. Sickness, disease, abnormalities, infirmities. You know, some people say they were born with a certain abnormality. That's not God. That's the enemy trying to steal the divine health that God purchased for us with the shed blood of Jesus, with the stripes that Jesus took upon his back. Hallelujah. Offering himself as a sacrifice for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then, of course, the other foundational scripture, and we'll talk about it later, is Proverbs 4 and 20. I'm going to read it, but we'll get into it a little later. My son, attend unto my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. What did he say was life? His word. His word, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Hallelujah. Remove thy foot from evil. These are instructions that we are to follow, that God gave us so that we can stay under his umbrella of protection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So then, we're talking about God's will to heal us, and it is God's will to heal us. And there are some scriptures that we must take to heart. We've got to get them in our heart. We've given you some principles, and let's just kind of review those principles. Steadfast faith cannot operate in the presence of uncertainty concerning God's will to heal. In other words, you cannot release the faith to possess your healing if you're uncertain that it's God's will to heal. And so what we are trying to do as we teach you what the Word of God has to say about healing, we want to develop a steadfast belief in the Word of God, a steadfast belief in the Word of God. And we've said it in times past, but it bears saying again. I want to go back to Isaiah 55. Let's see. Isaiah 55, and let's read here, starting with verse 8 and down through 11. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Now, if you take that, you understand that when you begin to look at the Word of God and declare that you are healed, because God has already said, "I sent my word and I healed the past tense you." That's you and me here in this lifetime. God hasn't changed. He has sent his word and he healed us and he delivered us from destruction. So when sickness knocks at your door or some pain comes to you, you say, "No, you are a liar in a pit of hell. God has healed me. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus." Jesus took 39 stripes. So what we're saying here is that we trust God's word. We have confidence in God's word because he said his word and healed. The word heals. The word destroys that Satan has sent to attack you. He says, I sent my word and healed and delivered you from destruction. Sickness and disease and abnormalities and infirmities and calamities, those things come to destroy you. But God sent his word and he delivered, he healed and delivered you and me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read on. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are high, higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send. What is he talking about here? His word that goeth forth out of his mouth. Well, of course, God's word, God sent his word and healed you and delivered you from destruction. That came out of the mouth of God. But we're in this earth as we continue to speak forth, as we, see, we don't belong to ourselves. Jesus purchased us. And so, therefore, as we speak God's word, as God's word goes out of his mouth, our mouth is his mouth. As God's word goes out of his mouth, speaking forth by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Speaking forth, God sent his word and healed me and delivered me from destruction. As you speak it forth, God said his word will not return void. Will not. There's no shadow of turning there. His word will not return void because it's his will. And so we have to build confidence in God's word, in God. Build confidence in God. Build confidence in God's love for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to just read that those same few verses. Hallelujah. I like verse 12 too. It says, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And let me just read that same in the Amplified. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I'm reading Amplified now. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and return not there again, but water the earth and make it bring forth, and that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void without producing any effect useless. It shall not be useless. The word, when you speak it forth, will not be useless. It will bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. But it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. For you shall go out from the spiritual exile caused by sin and evil into the homeland with joy and be led forth by your leader, the Lord himself, and his word with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. See, God given us instructions, and he wants us to follow them. He has made provisions for us. So as we meditate on these words that God has spoken, we build confidence in a true and a living God. You know, it doesn't matter how long a person has been sick. It only matters whether or not you hear God's word, receive God's word, believe God's word, and receive God's word. Hallelujah. As so manifested in your life. One must believe, another principle, one must believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of those that seek him. And turning over to Hebrews 11 here. Let's just flip over there because, you know, it's important. Hebrews 11, 1, and let's just look at 1, and then we'll go to Hebrews 11, 6, because you got to believe that God is. So many people believe God is dead. People have lied and said, you know, in this day and time there is no God. But see, God is, and he has never changed. And he is there for his children. He is there. He's there to keep us. He's there to heal us. It's his will that we live above the situation and above the circumstances of life. When you receive Jesus, you are a new creature. The old things are passed away. Sickness and disease is a part of the curse. We have been redeemed from the curse. Galatians 3:13 and 14 tells us that. But let's look first here at Hebrews 11:1. One must believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, that comes from Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please and to be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him. A rewarder, a reward is good. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. So he's not going to give you sickness. He's going to take it away. Sickness is not good, so it's not God. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He says, I am come that thou might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Let's look. Now, this abundant life, life in Jesus, is by faith. You must believe that God is and that he is a rewarder. You come to God in the name of Jesus. And you ask God you ask Jesus to come into your heart and be Lord and Savior of your life. In fact, let's just pause because that's the beginning point of all of this. Receiving anything from God comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus said over in John 14 that no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, Buddha, Hare Hare Krishna, all of those are not God. And you can't get to God through those ways. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's over in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. See, you can't get to God through Buddhism. You can't get to God through being a Muslim. You can't get to God through Hare Hare Krishna. You can't get to God through, you know, all of these other religions. It's a relationship with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the second person of the Godhead, the Son of the living God, Jesus, the only way. And I point blank about that because it's the truth. See, if you're trying to go to God by some other way, you are falling into sin. You have fallen into sin. But you go to God through Jesus. It's the only way that we can be saved from eternal death It's the only way that we can be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you would like to receive Jesus, let's just start there before we go any further with our lesson today. Let's receive Jesus. If you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this gives you a package called salvation. And it gives you a package that includes divine health. It includes divine wealth. It includes all of the blessings of God that you see written over in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14. Those are the blessings of Abraham. And the Bible says if you be Christ, or if you are born again, or if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then are you seed of Abraham and heirs to these promises. And so these promises cover every area of our life. It even covers our children. So receive Jesus so you can be placed in right standing with God, so that you can be connected back to the power source. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do a session on the power of the believer on Wednesdays. And so tune in there also. But that power source comes when you receive Jesus as your Lord. Hallelujah. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear God, I need a Savior. I need Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord and Savior of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've turned from my past and I turn to you. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died for me and was raised from the dead so that I might have life and life more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. And now an additional experience, asking God to fill you with his Holy Spirit, to give you that power to be a witness for him. Dear God, repeat this. Fill me to overflowing with your mighty Spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I will speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives me utterance, the same as they did in the upper room when you fill those disciples with the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. And you will, if you believe by faith, you are saved. If you believe by faith, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will speak with other tongues. That's your prayer language, praying a pure prayer to God, allowing the Spirit of God to pray through you. Hallelujah. A lot of times we don't know what we have need of praying for. And so, therefore, we want to pray in the Spirit, pray in the understanding, and pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you're not going to sound like me. You'll sound like the voice that God gives you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, we can move forward. So then, it is by faith that we appropriate our healing. See, God has healed you. It belongs to you. But you have to reach in by faith. You have to believe that it is God's will to be healed. And see, so many people think, well, I did such and such. I was so terrible years ago. But listen, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have no past. Hallelujah. Your past is from this point on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The old man is dead and buried. Hallelujah. But there's a new person on the inside of you, hallelujah, that has a heart towards God, hallelujah, glory to God. So then it is by faith that you receive the promises of God. This is God's mode of operation. And a part of that being by faith is that you speak it out. God made us a speaking spirit, and so therefore you speak out that God has given you. You speak it out, hallelujah, glory to God, the word of God over your life so that you can appropriate this healing. Let's look at Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for. See, if you've been attacked in your body, you have a desire to be healed. You have a desire to get rid of that sickness. So now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Now, let me pause. Let's go back and look at these words. Faith. When you find God's word that says, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. When you find God's word that says, God sent his word and healed me and delivered me from destruction. When you find God's word that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Healing is a benefit. Who forgiveth all of our iniquities, who heals all, there's nothing left out, of our diseases. Now, so it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is. Doesn't matter how long the diagnosis has been. Doesn't matter. But when you find out what God has said about you, and you believe at that moment, and you pray the prayer of faith, you shall receive. It says here, faith is the assurance. What gives you assurance? Now, faith comes, how do you get this faith? It comes by hearing the word. Faith and the word really are synonymous in a sense, because when you speak forth God's word in faith, believing that God is, believing that his word is true, that faith will manifest God's word in your life. Look here. Faith is the assurance. So if you can find yourself in the Bible, in God's word, and if it's sickness that you have been attacked with, if it's heart problems, if it's high blood pressure, if it's diabetes, if it's cancer, if it's lupus, whatever the diagnoses are, it doesn't matter. You find God's word that says, by his stripes you were healed, and by his stripes you are healed, and God sent his word and healed and delivered you, you can have assurance. Because we already read two over in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that I please and prosper in the thing whereunto you send it. Now, it pleases God, because it pleased him to pour himself in an earthen vessel. See, Jesus is God poured in an earthen vessel, God incarnate. Hallelujah. So he loved you so much, he would put himself there. And he would take all the sins that are for us. God did that. Truly, it's his will. He paid the price for us and sent his word for us. Hallelujah. So it's the assurance. The word of God is the assurance. The word of God is God's will to heal you and me. The word of God is what does the work. Hallelujah. Let's see. Now faith, or now the word, is the assurance, is the confirmation. Find it in the book. Find yourself in the book. You might say, well, you know, I'm not challenged with sickness and disease, but I need some money. I need a job or what have you. See, salvation is a total package. God, Jesus became poor so that we might be made rich. That's scripture. So we're teaching on healing, but I want you to know this same process that we're putting forth for your healing is the same faith process that you appropriate and receive every promise that God has in his word. You might say, but I don't know whether it's his will. See, let's look before we finish. We're going to stay on this verse for a while. Let's just look at over in Corinthians. Let's see which one here. See, second, let's look at 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Let's look at that. You say, well, I don't know whether all of the promises of God are so for me. But look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Notice, when we receive these promises, when they are manifested in our lives, this brings glory to God. It brings glory to God. Let's look, that's King James Version. Let's look at that same verse in the Amplified Bible. It says, for as many as are the promises of God. Somebody told me that there's more than 3,000 promises related to every area of our life in this Bible. So there's nothing that can confront you from the enemy that God doesn't have a promise for that. For as many as are the promises of God, they all find their yes answer. Listen. So if it's a promise, he's not going to say no to you. If it's a promise, he's already said yes to you. They found their yes answer in him, in Christ. For this reason, listen, we also utter the amen, or so be it, to God through him, in his person, and by his agency, to the glory of God. Listen, when we declare what God has said, now, in order to appropriate it, we have to utter the amen. We have to utter the so be it. We have to say, Father, this is your word. By thy stripes I am healed. I say, so be it in my life. I decree and declare it's so in my life. I believe your word. I receive your word. I declare your word as so in my life. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease cannot dwell in my body. I belong to God. I was buried to sin and raised to newness of life in Christ Jesus. And this new life does not contain sickness and disease. So therefore, it's illegal. It's trespassing in this body. This body belongs to God. And God and sickness and disease don't dwell together. So I reject it. I reject it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Jesus said, the thief or the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Sickness and disease is not abundant life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This I am teaching you how to possess that God has given you. Let's go back to Hebrews 11:1. So then, now faith, or the word, is the assurance. It is the confirmation. It is the title deed. When you have the title deed to something, it belongs to you. If it's a car and your name is on the title, then that's your car. If it's a house and your name is on the title deed, that's your house. Nobody can take that house from you. Your name is on the deed. It's a legal document. Well, this word of God is a legal document. It's a, you got the Old and the New Testament. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Old Testament is revealed in the New Testament. So it's God's word. It's God's word to you. You accept God's word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's faith, or the word is the assurance. It is the confirmation. It is the title deed. We have the deed. If you find the word, you got the deed. If your situation is in the Bible, you have the deed. It's yours. It belongs to you. And you need to stand up and say, sickness, I'm serving you notice now. You cannot dwell in this temple. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is the temple of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is God's will for you to be healed. He has made the provisions for us to walk in. And so, therefore, we decree and declare it. So now let's go on with this one scripture here, because it is God's will for us to walk in this healing. So let's look on. It says, reading again, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof. The word is the proof of things we do not see. See, it's by faith that we appropriate that. Faith means that you got to believe when you don't see it. But faith, the word says it belongs to you. And as you declare what God has said, as you give the amen to that, then that word has to be manifested in your life. You know, that's the reason why we say we need to make our confessions every day. As you make your confessions today, you are literally forming your future with the word of God. I am here. Listen, the favor of God is on my life. Every day I have favor. Every day I have the mercy of God. Our mercies are new every morning. Thank you, Lord. When I go out of the house, I thank God that the angel of God who encamped about me, protecting me in all my ways, not just me and my children. Hallelujah, my children's children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The divine help of God flows throughout my body and my children's body and my children's children's body in the name of Jesus. I declare the word of God over my life. I thank you, Lord God, that I hear your voice and a stranger I will not follow. That's what the word says. So I declared it. I put the amen to it. That's social. My word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return void. So when I speak the word of God, it will not return void. When I speak the word of God, believing that God is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, the word of God will be manifested in my life. Hallelujah. And I want to point out, you can't just hope. Hope is a pace setter. Hope lets you know, well, you got to have hope in order for you to develop faith in something. A person without hope, they need to have a desire to live. They need to have a desire to get from point A to point B. So hope gives you that pace setter. Hallelujah. But then as you find yourself in the word, you now have a faith. You know, you're now developing that faith in your heart as you continue to declare that by Jesus' stripes you're healed. You're now developing in that faith so that you can release the dunamis power of God to manifest what he said in your life. So now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof proof, the word is the proof that it will surely come to pass of the things we do not see, and the conviction. You are convinced over there with Abraham. The Bible says Abraham was fully persuaded when he was old and Sarah was old that God's word will be manifested in their life, that he would be the father of many nations. The Bible says he didn't waver in unbelief. He did not waver, glory to God. Hallelujah. He was fully convinced. He had a conviction. God said it, so that settles it. And we need to have that same conviction concerning healing in our body. God said, by Jesus' stripes I was healed. So I am convinced that sickness and disease cannot dwell in my body. I have a conviction that God's word is true. I have a conviction that I serve a true and a living God. I have a conviction that God loves me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the conviction of their reality. See, you got to, faith is believing that something is real before you see it. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That also tells us and instructs us in something else. We cannot go by our five senses. What we see, what we hear, what we feel, what we taste, what we smell. Those are five senses. We operate above that. We operate above that sense realm. Sense realm is flesh. See, and flesh, if you move by the flesh, then you're headed for death. But if you move by the spirit, what God has to say, by those things that are eternal, God's word is eternal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We only move by what God's word says, not what the five senses say. Hallelujah. The doctor can tell you, yes, he's gone to school, and he's talking to you according to the natural world and the natural things that he's been taught. But see, when the doctor says, well, there's nothing we can do, then that's not the final say-so. God, the supernatural say-so, God, the word of God, hallelujah, changes and rearranges things. The word of God supernaturally will overcome what seems to be natural. And as you declare what God has said, see, as you declare it with a conviction, as you declare it with faith, as you declare what God has said, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then that word is alive. That word is a quickening power. Hallelujah. Quickening means to make alive. That word, it gets in your spirit, and it flows throughout your body, throughout every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system of your body. Hallelujah. Bringing life. So God sent his word, he said, and heal. It's his will. His word is his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. New Testament, Old Testament, will and testimony. This is God's will. See, some people will pray an unbelieving prayer, and at the end they'll say, if it be God's will. Well, you got to know God's will. You got to know what he said in his word. It means you got to get in the word day and night, day and night, keeping the word before your eyes. Hallelujah. Declaring what God has said about it. Talking like God. Don't talk about unbelief. Don't talk what happened to Sister Jane down the street. Don't talk what happened to somebody else. We're talking about you and God. We're talking about you applying God's word to your life, to your life, so that you can receive the healing of God. See, God's will is to heal you. I always say this. I heard another minister say it. If you will take enough of God's word, see, if God's word is building faith, as you're declaring God's word, you're building faith in God. You're building faith in God. You're building faith as you say what God says. So as you declare God's word, he says if you take God's word, enough of God's word, long enough, it will. Notice, the word will heal you. The word will manifest the healing that has already been provided for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you just sit there, or you just stand there and declare what God has said. If you're taking a medicine, I always say this, and you need to always do this. You need to, if your doctor has prescribed medicine for you to take, take it. But say the word first. The word first. Have those scriptures that relate to healing and declare them. Father, just like I'm taking this medicine that the doctor said, first I'm going to take the medicine that you have said. I'm going to take this healing pill. By Jesus Christ, I am healed. God sent his word and healed me. I bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all of our iniquities, who healeth all of my diseases. You ought to make the scripture personal. Put your name in there. Hallelujah. And this is how you appropriate, because if you continue to talk like God talks. Now, see, the doctor says you got 6 months to live. That's a life in a pit of hell. God didn't say you had 6 months to live. God said, I sent my word and I healed you and delivered you from destruction. So I believe I'm going to take this that God says. The Bible says, ask us a question, whose report are you going to believe? Yes, the doctor, his report is a natural report, and he's reporting what he sees in the natural. But see, we're reporting what we see and hear and know in the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And so in the spiritual realm, you can appropriate. The spiritual realm supersedes the natural. The spiritual realm will produce health in your body when you're at the fourth stage of cancer. See, you don't have to die. I don't care if he said you got 2 hours to live or you have 1 hour to live. You can take this word of God and rise up out of that bed. See, the devil is a liar. The God's word is the only truth or true truth that you have. The word supersedes the natural. Always, always, always the word supersedes the natural. And the word will cause the natural to change to your favor as you declare it, as you put the amen to God's word. Hallelujah. 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 Faith, we're still at Hebrews 11:1. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So you have to sit back and say, I choose to believe God. I choose to believe God. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what it looks like. But I choose to believe God. Okay? I'll take this medicine. The medicine is just a palliative type care. But God's word is the healer. I sent my word and healed you. The word is the healer. The word, that's why the instructions over in Proverbs says, my son, attend, 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 attend. What does attend mean? It means to pay attention. Attend means to pay attention to the word. Pay attention to the word. The word is alive. It is alive. You are to attend to the word. Attend means to pay attention, to take care of, take charge of, to give heed to. Attend to my word. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Hear it, hear it, hear it. As you are hearing the word is going into your heart, into your heart. Hallelujah. The word is renewing your mind. See, the lineup is the Holy Spirit, your spirit, your solical realm including the mind, the will, and the emotions, hallelujah. And that's the area where Satan comes to say, you can't have it. Satan comes to say, well, the doctor said. But see, we have to say, but God has said. And so God has said, and they won't understand you. The doctors won't understand you, but you must establish what God has said. You must establish that this is what I believe. You must establish. And see, you said, doctor, I appreciate the work that you do, and I appreciate, you know, your giving me your information, but God, my choice is to believe God. My choice is to see the word of God manifest in my life. The word of God will supersede The word of God will reverse the curse. The word of God will perfect all of those things that concern you. Hallelujah. 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 See, again, we've got to go back to our other scriptures. See, when you trust God, it says this in the Amplified, without faith, it's impossible to please him. See, faith, believing God's word. Faith is trusting that God, what God has said is true. Faith is believing that there is God, that God is, and that he is a rewarder. Hallelujah. 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 So without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him or to God. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him. And see, when we stay in the word, when you make the declaration, I'm going to take this word four or five times a day, six times a day, you know, just as the doctor is saying that I need to take this medicine. And so I'm going to take the word. I'm going to take the word more times than I take this medicine here. And I'm going to trust God and decree and declare that his word is so. I'm going to put the amen to God's word. I'm going to put the amen to what God has said about me. I'm going to focus in on what God has said about me, because the word of God tells us over in Jonah, those who observe lying vanities forsake the mercies, or forsake healing is a mercy of God. We didn't earn it at all, but Jesus paid the price, cries out mercy all the time for us. His mercies are new every morning. And so we are not going to observe a lying vanity, because when the doctor says you got to die, that's a lie. God says, he said his word to heal and deliver you from destruction. Hallelujah. Jesus said the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's John 10 and 10. So you know, you have a choice. Our position, our work is to do the will of God. Our work is to declare what God has said over every situation or circumstance that confront us in life. That's God's way of doing things. See, God said in over in Hebrews 3 and 4, let's just look, turn back a few pages there. Hebrews 3, looking at the children of Israel and how God over and over told them that he had given them this land and he had delivered them. He delivered them from so much stuff that the enemy tried to bring across them, and people that tried to kill them. He delivered them many, many times, over and over and over, and they still did not get it. In verse 10 of Hebrews 3, reading in the Amplified, and starting with verse 9, where your fathers tried my patience and tested my forbearance and found I stood their test, and they saw my work for 40 years. And so I was provoked. He was displeased and sorely grieved. Why was he displeased and sorely grieved with them? Because he kept doing so many wonderful miracles on their behalf, blessing them, and they didn't believe God. They saw with their eyes the miraculous things that God did for them, and they still spoke evil against God. It says, and so I was provoked and displeased and sorely grieved with that generation. This is Hebrews 3, verse 10, Amplified Version, and said, they always err, led astray in their hearts. See, they kept putting what the enemy said. They kept speaking what the enemy said. And instead of putting in their heart what God said, they put in their heart what the enemy said. He said they were led astray in their hearts, and they have not perceived or recognized my ways. See, God's way of doing and being right is to declare what God has said over our lives in the face of the enemy. Declare what he said in the face of the enemy. It says, they did not perceive or recognize my ways and become progressively better and more experimentally and intimately acquainted with them. We've got to take God at his word, and as we apply his word, we're seeing his word manifested in our lives. We're becoming more progressively, intimately acquainted with God. He wants us operating in faith for everything in our lives. Yes, for our healing, but for everything, because everything has been provided. Over in Peter, he says, I provide everything that pertains to life and godliness. He's already provided, but it's through faith that we appropriate. It's through faith that we bring this into manifestation. And so we must get there in the Word of God, pull the Word of God that relates to every area of our lives, and declare what God has said about it. Because this is his way. This is his way. We've got to become more progressively acquainted with his ways. And remember from the beginning we talked about we are made in his image. God is a speaking spirit. We are a speaking spirit. We read over in Romans 4, 16 and 17, God who called those things that be not as though they were, that's his way of operating. That's his way of faith, calling those things that be not, that you don't see in the physical realm, but calling them forth in the name of Jesus, calling those things forth. Hallelujah. Calling those things forth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. In the word good, the word is good, and the word is God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Father. We give you praise for your word. We give you praise for your word. Well, we are about out of time. I wish you would call in and let us hear from you, ask your questions, let us pray for you. 213-943-3746. That's our call-in number. We welcome your questions concerning the topics that we're teaching on. Please feel free to call in to ask your questions. Call in prayer at any time. Remember, on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's Healing School. On Wednesday, that's learning about the power of the believer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How to live this life in power. God has given us power. So tune in and do call in. Hallelujah. 213-943-3746. We love you. We praise God for you. Father, we thank you that this word that we have shared today, this word has gone deep in the name of Jesus in our hearts, and it will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, have a great day. Go forth in the name of Jesus. We thank God that the angels of God do encamp about you as you go about your day to day. Hallelujah. Protecting you in all your ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have a great day.